The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 16th, with our very first Virgin broadcast from our new Ashford studio here at Kent Space. Can you hear me, Mother?
I'm excited.
It is exciting, isn't it?
It is really exciting.
Yeah.
I don't normally get nervous, do we? It's just having a chat. But
exactly.
I was a little bit, what if it don't go?
Yeah, there might be no one listening right at this point.
Which is silly, because how many tweets did we get today?
1 trillion. Hold on, I did add it up. 1,463,900,000,003.
What was down this week?
Yeah, we had four last week. Yeah. I'll read them in a minute. I want to say some thank yous do a few bits and pieces before we get launched into this. I want to say a massive thank you to Olivia, Deborah, and the team here at Kent Space, Woodham Road, Ashford, our new landlords, and they have been absolutely brilliant in helping us settle in. We had a real rush to leave our old studio and get everything set up here, but they've been absolutely fabulous, and we're really looking forward to being part of their community here, and we're already feeling at home. So a huge thank you to the lovely folks.
You.
At Kent Space. I want to say a big thank you to Mikey T, who's the technical director at Channel Radio. He has done a phenomenal job.
Mm.
We were broadcasting in the old studio on Saturday night. We finished the last show there. We broke down the studio, took it all apart, carried it over here, carried it up two flights of stairs, went back, redecorated the old studio so that we left it in good condition, then came here and spent all of Sunday getting this all going. And in fact, we actually finished getting it going last night, Monday night. So a massive thank you to Mikey T.
And you sounded in very good spirits on Sunday when I rang to see how it was going.
Yeah, I think I'd just peaked out, basically.
Okay.
I'd just solid gone by then.
Mm.
I was so worn out, walking up and downstairs, carrying stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's good. So here we are.
Here we are. Very exciting.
Yeah. So, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who is the lovely folks at Betts Hanger Park over there in Deal. And we have a very special offer for you with Betts Hanger Park.
I'm excited about this.
Are you excited already?
I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
On Bank Holiday weekend, Betts Hanger Park have the world's largest inflatable, wait for it, inflatable obstacle course.
I'll see if we can bring it up, because remember last week they tweeted us, didn't they? And there was a big thing of it.
They had a picture and a video of it.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's called The Beast. And it's massive. It is absolutely massive. And they have some corporate booking spaces left. And if you'd like to book a corporate place for the bank holiday weekend to take your team around the world's largest inflatable obstacle course, there's a 25% discount if you use the hashtag BBunker. So,
how amazing is it? So I've just brought up for Felicity and Joe, and it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. If you look, there's a video of it as well. If you look at the video, it's even more impressive because you actually see people going around the course. If you use the hashtag BBunker, you can get a 25% corporate discount if you book it for the bank holiday weekend. So massive thank you to Betts Hanger Park for sponsoring this week's show. We have a packed show, as
we
always.
We've
got loads of lovely guests. We've got a guest on the phone talking shoes, which has caused no end of
That interest. Was a shaky head from me then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that I'm a new man and I don't do, you know, misogynist stuff or anything, don't you? No, I don't, really. No, I don't. Honestly, I don't. But
you like your shoes.
I do.
Shoes and jackets.
Do you know what? I thought I'd better count my shoes just so that I could prove that I've got 14 pairs. That's almost girly territory, isn't it?
I would have said you would have had more.
Do you?
I would have said he'd had more.
Yeah. Mm. But we got a lady, the shoe consultant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Susanna David. And she's, Susanna David. She's on the phone, actually. She's going to be talking to us on the phone. And we've had so much interest in that.
You can't beat a good pair of shoes.
It's
the best thing.
It is,
I didn't know you could be advised about shoes.
Yeah, well, that's what she does. She advises you about shoes. I mean, I saw something on her Twitter feed about how to avoid blisters with new shoes and stuff like that. So, you know, she's talking about heel plasters, I think.
Very practical.
Mm, absolutely.
Pain is part of shoes.
Yeah.
My daughter says that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not sure about pain relief.
No. It takes away the enormity of it, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, and the pride that you got through the evening without taking them off.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure about that.
And we've got two studio guests, and one of them was just talking with Felicity from Cheeky Chairs. And we're going to be talking to Felicity in the first part of the show about Cheeky Chairs and her new business, which we're really excited about because it's incredibly funky. It has nothing to do with zebras, if anybody's been following us on Twitter all week. We went zebra mad, and we'll explain that later on. And then in the second part of the show, we're joined once again by the lovely Jo Allsop from the Stove Hub.
Hello.
And we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, from stoves to my cooking demonstration to hot dogs, aren't we?
Tuna to hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly. So we shall do that in a minute. But I'll tell you, you can get in touch with us as well, if you want.
How do they do that?
They can do that in all the normal ways, Bird. They can call us on 01233 22 0035. That's Ashford, 01233 22 0035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentresistradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BeBunker.
What was that?
Hashtag BeBunker.
Really important.
It is really important. If you don't use the hashtag BeBunker, we won't find you.
We
won't be able to read you because we have, seriously, over 1 trillion tweets.
And we do. We can't get through them all, can we?
And I'm going to read a tweet straight off. And this is from Chalk Circle Limited. And this is very apposite. It's all in the news. And they go, VanillaWeb Business Bunker. Following the NHS ransomware attack, which affected lots of other people as well, we are offering practical advice for businesses to protect themselves. Now, they've given me a link to go to, but it got shortened, so I can't read it. So the best thing to do is to follow them on their Twitter. Mm-hmm. And their Twitter handle is ChalkCircleCC. ChalkCircleCC. Give them a follow.
Nice.
Cool.
So we didn't do it off air, and we're going to do it now. What do you know? I know you did a little bit of rant. Try not to rant. So what do you know? Come on, give us a bit of oomph.
No. I have to tell you this because it's getting up my nose. So I did try. I got to have a little bit of a rant. Hold on, I'll get a message. Okay, no, that's all right. I need a little bit of a rant. I just noticed that there's still far too many people on social media that are not marketing their company, their product, their service in the right way. They're not engaging with people. There's too much push and not enough engagement. And if you want to build a business, you've got to find customers. And the way you find customers to sell them things is to find customers in your demographic, then get to know them and build a relationship with them. And there's not enough of that going on. There's still too much of people using the technology and all the clever things like storyboards and Periscope and Facebook Live and all the things that we do that aren't, you know, there's nothing wrong with any of them, and all the pretty pictures, but people just stop with that. Mm. Having done loads of that, they just stop. And that should be the point at which you start.
But you and I could have, we talk about this quite a lot, and we could have a massive 2-hour conversation about this. I mean, I engage, if it helps, with Facebook Live constantly, every day. I build. I don't ask for anybody to.
I get up especially early to watch
you. Well, you don't, do you?
No, I do.
This morning, can I just say, this morning, yeah. I felt like I was in the Seychelles and I was in the Warren in Folkestone. I'm serious. It's like this little micro little forest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's like, well, honestly, yeah, you'll think I'm as mad as a bag of frogs here, but it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it was about 5 o'clock this morning, though, wasn't it?
It was. It was beautiful.
You're mad.
I said that. I said, do you think I'm as mad as a bag of frogs? I know, Joe.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you love? What's your greatest gift? And this is what I'm asking people at the moment. What's your greatest gift that you think that you have?
My greatest gift?
Yeah. What's your greatest gift?
I'm gobby.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's a gift?
Yeah. I'll tell stories.
And that's my next question. Yeah. And what's your greatest story?
Oh, blimey, I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't know what my greatest story is. I've got loads of stories. I tell loads of stories. Some of them are almost true as well.
Yeah, but you've got to sex a story up a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah. I do try to explain this to people. It would be dull otherwise, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
For yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I think it's really good for us to think, what's my greatest gift and what's my greatest story?
If you want me to be serious about what I think my ability is, really.
Yeah, no, seriously.
I will tell you, it's my ability to predict the future.
Oh, how interesting.
And I don't mean that in a crystal ball kind of way or an astrology kind of way. I mean, I'm talking about business here. In a business sense, I always look to the medium term and look for trends and strategies and movement and try to keep focused on the reality of how people behave. So, for instance, a lot of futurologists will go, it's about AI, it's about the Internet of Things, it's about whatever, other technologies.
VR, things like that.
Virtual
yeah.
reality and all that kind of stuff. People can do that. I call that the Tomorrow's World jetpack approach, yeah? So years ago, Tomorrow's World would put a program out saying in 40 years' time, we'll all have personal jetpacks. And that's because people were working on that technology. But the reality is that you probably won't. And what I look is the pragmatic side of it that says, okay, virtual reality, Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, what's the reality? Mm. What are people really going to adopt and how's it really going to affect us? And what will really work from a mass market point of view? Yeah, you can predict personal space travel, but it's not very likely for everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's the thing that most people miss. And I've seen, just recently, I've seen a few people talking about, very, very expert people talking about the fact that we're going to lose millions and millions of jobs to artificial intelligence. If I've heard that story once, I've heard it a million times. I am so old that when I started in IT in 1969, they were all going, we're all going to die. We're all going to die by 1970 because there won't be any jobs. Let me tell you something. In 1970, there were 21 million people employed in the United Kingdom, and we were all going to die and we were all going to lose our jobs. In 2017, there are 32 million people employed in the United Kingdom. We have a million unfilled jobs. We ain't going to lose any jobs through technology, because technology creates jobs at a faster rate than it replaces old jobs.
I love it.
I just had a rant again, didn't I?
I love it, though. I love it. And I think we should think about what is our greatest gift.
Yeah.
So let us know. What's your greatest gift?
But I think you cut your rant short, because you could have ranted 100 years ago, 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's nothing new. It's the same story, but we make the same mistake over and over again. And that's really where people don't think about predicting the future properly. They don't look at history to predict the future. And they don't think about it pragmatically, which is what will real people do on a real daily basis.
But maybe it's not their gift. That's your gift.
No, well, exactly. Yeah. And that's my only point. Yeah. I'm not having to go at anybody else. I'm just, you asked me what I consider my best strength.
And this is how the show was going to go today.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'll tell you what, why don't you read an email?
I have crazily agreed to attempt the Way of the Roses 170-mile cycle challenge from Morecambe to Bridlington over the next May bank holiday from the 27th to the 29th of May. Now, that sounded like it was me, but it wasn't. This is, I am raising money for Kent Scouts Expedition to Ghana in 2018 to help teach and do a building project at an African school. All contributions gratefully received. And this is from Alan Noak. So go onto his sponsorship page, which is Virgin Money Giving. So Alan Noak, and that's to get him to Ghana.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Bird. We have two amazing and successful ladies speaking at our next Women in Business lunch on the 29th of June at Chilston Park. Susanna Schofield, MBE. It hasn't got that on there. Susanna Schofield gave up her job on the board of the Royal Mail, where she managed over 800 staff, and she now runs her own international business. You can find out why and how. And also the lovely Audrey Chapman, and her debut book, Love Selling, How to Sell Without Selling Out, has reached number one on the Amazon bestseller list. This is going to be so much business content in our next lunch. Just read a bit more about Susanna and Audrey below and book your place. And to do that, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business events and then click on the Women in Business logo, it will tell you all about it.
But I've got something more exciting.
Go on in.
Because Audrey Chapman is on my show next week.
Is she?
Yeah.
I like Audrey.
I know you do. I know you do. So we've got a tweet here from Lee Willis, and this is about girls football in training. I love this. So this is Thursdays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and they said, please can we give them a shout out on today's show? And this is, let me, do you know what, I've got really good eyesight, but I can't see us for love nor money. So this is at Ancorians FC is looking for year 9 and year 10 girls for its under 16 Angels team from September. So go and check them out, because I think we need more of this in our lives.
Fantastic. Do you know what I'm going to do now?
Let's do it.
I'm going to play some cheesy tunage and we're going to speak to our first guest.
Love it.
What do you think I've picked for our first guest?
It's going to be something about a new studio, or it's going to be something about ranting. I'm not too sure either which way.
See if you can guess. You got it. It's Goody Two Shoes. Anna and the Ants. Yay.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
Your business will grow if you take advice from people who've been there and done it. See and hear world-class business experts in masterclasses and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this Tuesday, May the 16th. We're now joined on the phone, hopefully, by Susanna. Hello, Susanna.
Hello. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I was saying hopefully because this is the first broadcast ever from this studio and we're all kind of trying to make sure everything's working okay. But you're with us and that's lovely. And
I am. And
it's a pleasure to have you join us today. Thank you so much for doing that. And I know you're really busy and... we got a squeaky door. So
at least it's your end, not mine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's typical. So thank you for joining us, Susanna. You're known as the shoe consultant.
I am.
Which sent a lot of my friends into a frenzy of happiness and questions and stuff like that. And I want to ask you a very poignant question right up front.
Okay.
As a shoe consultant. Is it ladies' shoes or all shoes?
Okay, I specialise in women's,
right.
But that doesn't mean I don't know anything about men's and kids' shoes.
Okay.
Really it's women's that floats my boat.
I have to tell you that Bird, who is my co-host for the show today, say hello, Bird.
Hi, Susanna, how are you?
Hi, I'm really well, thanks, Bird.
When you said, Susanna, that you specialise in women, she says so does he.
But I'm really disappointed you're not here. I was so excited you coming in. I thought she's going to bring samples in and everything. And you're not with us in person. So we want you to come back with a big stack of samples next time.
I absolutely will. I'll come laden with shoes.
We've got the most tweets ever. You've sent people mad. And absolutely. You must find this, Susanna.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's been amazing. Twitter action that's been going on in the last few days has been brilliant, so thank you for that.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. I have to tell you, and we're going to talk about girly shoes in a minute, but I do myself towards the girly side of the world because I just as an exercise, I counted my shoes this morning before I came out, and I've got 14 pairs.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I think things have changed a lot, really. I think guys can now have quite a lot of shoes, and there are a lot of men who collect trainers. And,
yes.
You know, they don't feel like that.
Bird collects trainers as well.
I collect trainers as well. I love trainers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are so many great looking trainers now, as well as, you know, performance trainers.
Mm. So I want to start off by finding out a bit about you, though, Susanna, and how you got into shoes. This is a silly question, really, isn't it? How did you get into shoes? But how did you get into shoes?
Well, it goes way, way back. Actually, when I was a child, my dad used to make shoes for us. I was one of four children.
He used to make shoes for you?
Yeah. They were quite basic, and he did everything by hand.
Right.
Bless him, for four kids. I think part of it was because he liked to make things, and part of it was because it saved money, because, you know, having four kids is... It's quite expensive.
It's expensive, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, to be honest, it didn't instantly twig from that point. And I think it was fate that then took me into the shoe world, because I was working at a shop that sold bags when I was about 16.
So a couple of years ago.
Sorry?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, thank you. I really hated that job, actually. Mm. My bosses were really nasty. They were completely the opposite of what a good boss should be.
Right.
And my friend was working in a shoe shop, and she said that they needed people there. And I went for an interview, and I got a job there. So fate kind of threw me back into the shoe world in a way.
Right.
And from there, it was just all about shoes. I worked in that shop for a little while, and then I worked in another shoe shop and several more. And I realized that you can do a degree in footwear design.
Right, okay.
So I did everything I could to get onto the degree, and I did that for 3 years, and then I've just been working in footwear ever since.
So basically, you qualified as a shoe designer?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so don't let me interrupt you. Carry on with how you went from there. So did you actually work as a shoe designer on graduation?
Yes, yes. So my first job was partly design and it was partly buying, because I always knew I wanted to go into the more commercial sort of practical side of things. Mm. I was never one of these amazingly creative designers. Mm. It was always about actually what was going to be comfortable and what was going to sell, rather than having loads of kind of designer flair. And so, yeah, so I did a bit of design, although that was more kind of drawing than it was actually inventing things.
Right.
And then I assisted the buying team as well.
Right.
Yeah. And then basically, so I worked for a retailer to begin with, and then I worked for a shoe brand and got...
Can you tell us the brand?
Oh, yeah, I can do, yeah. It's all on LinkedIn anyway, so I might as well. So I worked for Jones Bootmaker when right. I graduated.
Oh, okay. I got loads of my shoes from Jones.
Nice shoes.
Yeah, I buy quite a few shoes there. Yeah, go on.
Good. Yeah. But, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Well, I'm getting all excited now. Sorry to interrupt you, Susanna.
That's all right.
Did you design or buy men's shoes when you were at Jones? Because you might have got some of my shoes. They could be yours.
I'm trying to think what I did for the men's team. Not much at all, actually. I did some designs for the kids team while I was there.
Right.
So, no, I don't think I can take any credit for anything you've ever worn. Sorry, Paul.
Sorry to interrupt you. You did carry on with your story.
And, yeah, and then I worked for Doc Martens, actually, for years and years. And they were a great employer. Mm. They were a family-owned company at the time. And,
yep.
And they had a real good kind of family feel, and they kind of nurtured people, and you were able to grow with the business. And I ended up managing their women's global range of footwear.
I had a pair of Doc Martens that was such my favourite shoes that when the uppers came away from the sole, I just gaffer taped them back together and continued wearing them for another year.
Gaffer tape.
Yeah.
You could have taken a hot knife and sealed them together.
I think they were well gone past there. I don't think they would have met without the gaffer tape. There were more gaffer tape than shoe, I think.
That's very punk, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I worked in the industry for years, basically 16 years, and I decided I wanted to set up on my own. And, yeah, partly it was because I had always wanted to be my own boss. Mm. I'm sure everybody there can appreciate various reasons why. Mm. Yeah, and it's hard work, but I just love it. I love being my own boss. It helped. Yeah, basically what I do is I help women. And I'm kind of on this mission to make all women's shoes comfortable and beautiful. And all of the knowledge that I have, I help people to start shoe brands,
right,
and to make their products as comfortable as possible without compromising on the style and design.
Okay, so that was kind of the question that I wanted to ask you to talk about in this next part here.
Sure.
As a shoe consultant, do you consult to the public or to manufacturers or both?
So both, and that works really well for me because, so what I do with the public, I provide kind of VIP services, I call them. Mm. So I'll do shoe wardrobe analysis, where I go to a client's house and I help her clear out her shoes, but really figure out what's working for her and what isn't, and what is it about the shoes or her feet that she's having problems with. Mm. And then I take her shoe shopping.
Right,
and
okay.
We find comfortable, beautiful shoes for her, basically.
And you've said a few times about comfortable shoes, which immediately to me means, you know, kind of flatty pumps. So tell us how you make something that's on 9 foot stilettos comfortable, as it were.
Of course there are limits, but there are things that you can do, little design tweaks. For example, the position of the heel, the shape of the heel, where the straps are placed, or obviously cushioning under the ball of the foot, but not just that. It's also about the shoe following the contours of your foot, you know, actually being foot-shaped. So, yeah, a lot of my focus is on comfortable heels because that's sort of the holy grail, I think, for women.
Sure. I mean, as a bloke that doesn't have to wear these things, you quite often see young ladies tottering around on things, and you think, how on earth do you, not only do you walk in those, but some of them dance in them as well.
I think that as well, I'm not a bloke, and I think that.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think probably the younger you are, the more you just don't really think about it, and you don't really mind, but when you get a little bit older, you know, you do want to be comfortable, because when you're not comfortable, it can kind of ruin your day or your evening.
Well, I hate uncomfortable shoes for me personally. You know, if my shoes rub, or, you know, I got corns or something like that, I hate it. It's horrible. I just think it's really uncomfortable.
Exactly. Oh, you just said the word corns live on air.
Yeah, I know. Most people won't know what they are, will they, really?
Lucky them, eh?
Yeah. Is that an occupational hazard in the shoe consulting business? Corns and bunions.
Well, bunions, I'm all right so far. I mean, apparently it's a hereditary trait, bunions.
Right, okay.
And I think my mum doesn't have them. So
you picked your mum wisely. As Kim Kardashian would be saying this week, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
What are we to look out for this season? What are we trying to take ourselves into in shoe wear, in on-trend shoe fashion? What's going on?
Yeah, it's funny. Trends have changed so much in footwear. It's almost anything goes. There's definitely a lot of colour and metallics. And I think people are daring to wear colour a lot more on their shoes now.
And so in their chairs.
And in their stoves.
It's all right. A bird is up on the table at the moment showing us her orange shoes that she is currently on that clash with her pink hair.
Ah, amazing. You must tweet a picture, please.
Yeah, absolutely we will. Sorry to interrupt you, Susanna.
No,
you were
that's
saying.
All right. Yeah. So look out for yellow sandals. There's definitely a lot of those around, and they can look really flattering.
Right.
They kind of suit any skin tone, I would say.
Right.
And then there's nothing like a metallic. I would say if you're going to pick a sandal that, let's face it, our sandals do need to last us several years, really, because how many days do we actually have that we can wear sandals in this country?
True.
Not a huge amount. So if you're picking something that's going to ride the trends, then I would pick metallic sandals.
Okay. I want to ask a question, and I'm going to ask it on behalf of Jo, who's one of our other guests. Yeah? She hasn't asked this. I'm asking this. Jo is a reasonably tall lady. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was just kind of wondering what kind of shoes, because a lot of tall ladies don't like to wear big heels because it just makes them too tall or feel too tall.
Yeah.
So what kind of things do you recommend for a taller lady that make her legs look elegant but, you know, don't make her look 7'3"?
I really struggle with dresses.
Yeah.
Because I do always want to wear flats.
Yeah.
But do they really look as elegant as heels? Mm. They don't. Mm. But I can't get around that.
Mm. So do you have any suggestions for Jo?
Okay, there's nothing like a classic ballet pump.
Yes, I've got a few of those with ribbons. I do like
them. I bet. Yeah, that's it. There are some quite girly versions, or kind of a simple slingback version if you want something a little bit more open. But there are loads of kind of low but not flat heels around at the moment, kind of low block heels. Kind of peep toes you can look at. And sandals, depending on, kind of the time of year that you're thinking of. There are definitely more kind of low and mid-heeled options than there have been, because there's been such a big trend for them over the past couple of years. So, hopefully you can find something that isn't kind of skyscraper that will look really nice with your dresses.
I might be wrong here. I might be technically wrong. Is it kitten heels or something they used to call them?
Steady.
Well, a kitten heel is a height and a shape in my head. Mm. And as soon as you say that, I think Theresa May, because everybody's been talking about her and her love of kitten heels.
Right.
It's It's not a block heel, it's kind of slimmer than that. But yeah, it is reasonably low.
It's a stubby stiletto,
yeah,
I think.
Can I just ask, can you have shoes made to order? And if so, how expensive are they? Because sometimes I have a shoe in my head that I can never find.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Shoes of Prey is worth a look. They have a very, very clever online ordering system. They've invested so much in their IT, and you can pretty much pick anything you want. They've got sort of standard templates, but then you can pick your materials and colours and the shape of the toe and whether it's going to have a peep toe and whether you have a sling back strap or closed in, different heel heights and things. So, not just them, but there are lots of people doing it. And I'm always talking about, various different shoe companies doing different things, including customization, on my website, shoeconsultant.co.uk.
Cool. Oh, have a look.
Yeah. Susanna, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we've run out of time. thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Just give us another shout-out for your website.
Yeah, my website is shoeconsultant.co.uk.
That's easy to remember, shoeconsultant.co.uk. It is also listed on the Kent Business Radio website, and it will stay on the website forever, so you can find it there. And if there are any people left in the world that are no longer following you on Twitter, because you must have picked up a few followers this week, I would have thought.
Yes.
Give us a shout for your Twitter handle so people can follow you on the Twitter.
I'm just at shoeconsultant.
Fantastic. Susanna, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We'd love to get you down to the studio to talk to us longer at some point in the future. With shoes, apparently, I'm told to tell you.
Definitely, I'd love to. Thanks so much for having me on today.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
Cheers
Susanna.
Now. Thank bye-bye. Wow. Susanna Davda there, the shoe consultant.
Yeah, I think we could talk about this subject forever. Mm-hmm. It's vital.
Well, all these kind of subjects are interesting because you don't know about them from an expert point of view. I mean, we all like to buy shoes and stuff like that. But, you know, it's like I thought Joe asked a really, really interesting question. Mm. Like, if you can't find what you want, can you get someone to make them for you? Because I don't know about you, but for me, not just with shoes, but with all kinds of things, you go shopping for things and you end up buying what they're selling you, if you see what I mean, rather than what you went out looking for, because you just can't find it. Or even if you can find it, they don't do it in your size or whatever. So having things made, I think, is the future. And when we were talking earlier about Internet of Things and stuff like that, I think the much more likely trend is to have much more customizable stuff. The technology thing that will really happen outside of all that nonsense about robots and all the rest of it is what you're likely to have is more affordable, customizable products. Yeah.
You heard it here on Business Bunker.
You did indeed.
He's predicted the future again.
I'm going to read some tweets and then we're going to talk to our next guest in a couple of minutes. I've had a tweet from the lovely Jackie Offin of JJ Systems, and she says, "Hello, Vanilla Web and Business Bunker. I always love a shout out from you." Well, there you go. You've been shouted out. That's JJ Systems.
I'll tell you what, this questions seems to be getting a bit of traction here on the Twitter. Home to Home Estates has said, hashtag Business Bunker, listening to you today whilst working in the garden. Our greatest gift to the world is to sell homes with a smile on our faces.
Well, there you go. That'll be Tracy.
Yeah, we had them in, didn't we?
That'll be Tracy and Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will.
It's good. I like it. It's good to get people thinking.
Mm. I had a tweet from Little Pep.
Very funny.
Do you know Sherry?
She came in, didn't she, ages ago?
Of course she did. Yeah, Little Pep Juice on the Twitter. She says, "Hi, Vanilla Web, can we have a shout-out, please? 3, 5, and 7-day juice packages for weight loss and wellness and juice demos. If you send a message to Little Pep Juice, I can tell you all about it."
Well, she also carried on to say, "How did you get into shoes?" was a funny question. And then she's put, "Please say, with a shoehorn." Good on cha.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. By the way, little Pep, Sherry Newton, who is Little Pep, she has a juice stall on Herne Bay Pier, if you want to pop round there and see her.
She bought in some, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Well, I would say us, she but bought, you stole them.
She bought in some from me.
You don't even like it.
Just somebody drank it before I even looked at it.
Well, you wouldn't even let me have any.
I know, but then somebody drank mine and I didn't get any at all.
Hmm. Apparently your story was the football stadium. That's your story, somebody said on Twitter. What's this about the football stadium?
I don't know.
No, your story. Hashtag Business Bunker, your story, Paul, who's was the from? Football stadium.
Who's that
Channel
from?
FM Limited.
Oh, right. Okay. No.
We're not allowed to go.
I'm not doing that.
Are we not allowed to go there?
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah.
So here you go. You've got people going now. Alison Palmer, who always listens to our show. Big shout out for FSB. Get to know your customer and engage with them. Sound advice from Mr. Andrews.
Yeah. And Alison. Thank you, Alison.
Yeah. It's good.
Southeast Timber and Dam, the lovely Annabelle, has asked for a shout out for Southeast Timber and Dam. She is going to be hosting a Women in Business lunch, the next one, which is at Western Hanger Castle. I think we've got some details about that later.
Yeah, we have.
We've still got click dating events.
Why are you so down about that?
Because they've addressed it to me, and I'm not going.
Why?
Because I don't want to go. It's speed dating Canterbury.
See what you've got to do.
That's great promotion.
Yeah.
I'm ever so sorry, everybody.
Dating,
well, I haven't told you what it is yet, have I?
Well, do. Tell us what it is.
It's a speed date in Canterbury at Tetrose Bar.
Which might be handy for some people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying other people shouldn't go. I'm just saying I'm not going.
No, you've got issues.
Have I?
Well, clearly. Caroline and Elizabeth have been on again. Riverford, we love them, don't we?
Absolutely.
Meet us, the hashtag Organic Sisters, at Tenterden Food and Drink Festival on the 19th to the 21st of May. Come and try our organic food.
Fantastic. They're going to be at Tenterden, aren't they?
That's what
I
just
Is
said.
Is that what I just said?
That's what I just said.
Oh, was it? I
That's where you're... I know.
I switched off there.
You haven't even introduced me yet.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
Oh, maybe I didn't.
You haven't... So there's times now.
Guess who's with me today?
That'll be me.
It'll be Bird. It's the lovely, it's the gorgeous, it's the
We haven't done our normal.
It's the pink hair.
And it's me.
Sarah Ann Lucas, and otherwise known as Bird.
I'm just saying, I just think you're all, it's because of our new studio now, isn't it?
Yeah. Talking about you, you're heading back towards the West Country soon, aren't you? No, I know you're not going all the way home. Didn't you tell me you were going to somewhere or other, Dorchester or somewhere, Weymouth?
Yeah, I've been going down there a bit.
Have
for
you?
My body.
For your body?
I am.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing with it then? Collecting bits?
I've been going
just
to
collecting
Weymouth.
Body parts.
See what I've got.
This is what you have to put up with.
Can you see it? Can you feel it, Felicity?
I've heard about it, but I'm now feeling it. I do seriously feel your pain.
Thank
in
you.
This one.
Thank you.
Talking of which.
Felicity.
Why don't we talk to Felicity?
Let's talk to Felicity. That would be wonderful. I can't wait to find out about her midlife crisis.
Exactly. We really do need to find out about this. And luckily, she's not wearing a normal labatans either. So
no, I've been very sensible.
Absolutely. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunker Show the absolutely delightful Felicity Randolph, the founder of a relatively new business.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
And counting. Two weeks, 2 days.
Yeah. Cheeky chairs.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, and we absolutely love what you're doing. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Cheeky Chairs, and then we'll kind of work backwards about how you got there and your midlife crisis and all that nonsense. But yeah. Tell us about Cheeky Chairs first, because they're great.
Cheeky Chairs are a very select, I mean, thinking of shoes, a very select collection of original chairs in delicious colours. Mm. And the thinking behind the chairs is... looking at fashion, so let's stay with shoes, because we've been talking about that all morning. Wonderful colours, shapes. No one really thinks about that with furniture, and they certainly don't think about it with dining chairs, which, if you look, are all off-white, old white, on white, new white, dead white, flat white. My chairs are the antithesis. They are splashes of colour.
They are certainly very colourful.
They are very cheeky.
But I want to talk about the chair itself as well.
The chair.
Because they're wooden chairs.
They are the dining chairs. They're raw frames to give you lots of wonderful show wood that you can then hand paint, which is what we do. And also they have upholstered seats, so you can then put designer fabrics.
So let's put this together as a whole chair experience. You are having the frames of the chairs made from
Italian beech or ash.
Italian beech or ash.
And they're all the chairs, if you actually look at the collection, have been very carefully chosen. I see my chairs as models, going back to the fashion analogy, and they've all been chosen for a particular feature, whether it's the flick of their ankle, the shape of their back, the length of the leg, the style of the chair.
Oh, she's so sexy, isn't she?
And they all have names. So we have Alice, we have Kate, we have Scarlett, we have Barstools, Jack and James. So they are genuine models, and they are naked on my website.
I was going to say the naked chairs.
Yeah, they are.
Themselves are a work of art in themselves, aren't they?
They're very beautiful.
Yeah. So the pack it in.
And they're all very carefully upholstered.
See, I want to ask you so many questions about these names.
So that you can show the shape.
I think this is brilliant. Honestly, I love it.
Bare wood.
So you've got these naked Italian handcrafted chairs. The frames.
Yeah.
You then import them into the UK. And then you make your own range of covers and seats and things like that.
Now I put the whole thing together, but the crucial thing is that thanks to a wonderful, Kent is just brimming with creative, clever people, and one of them that I'd like to give a very definite shout out to is Alison Scott at Alison Scott Upholstery, and she has a website, alisonscottupholstery.co.uk, who taught me upholstery, and she teaches in particular traditional upholstery techniques, so none of your foam, your staples, so using those skills that I learnt through Alison's classes, all of my chair seats are traditionally upholstered using old style techniques and natural materials, which makes them very beautiful but also very comfortable.
Absolutely. So if we come to your website, which is fabulous, and you've just launched it,
it's
pristine and new and unsullied.
And very colourful.
And you've got this range of chairs on there. Forgive me if I've got this wrong, but so there are chairs that I can just come in and go, I'll have one of those, two of those, and three of those. Is there any option where I can go, I want a beach bar stool, and can I pick the fabric?
There is, but it's not in the way that furniture or any of these big chair companies do, where you pick a shape, you pick a swatch of fabric, because the whole thing with cheeky chairs is that they are designer.
Yeah.
They are statement pieces with accent colours. Mm. And so they are very much put together the way I see those colours working. Mm. But there is the option on the commissions bit of the website, made to order, where if you want a particular frame but with a slightly different colourway to the one that I've got it on the website, or with a different fabric, we will certainly do our best to try and make it work for you.
Cool. Now, having looked at this over a period of time, and having looked at your chairs, and you telling me that I've got to buy lots of them.
You need to buy at least one. Everyone needs one. The whole idea of cheeky chairs is you don't have to have six outrageous pink chairs in your house. It's the chair equivalent of having your sensible, rather beautifully tailored suit, which you wear with a mad splash of colour on your tie, or it's the wedding shirt. You just need one of them to pop somewhere. But obviously, if you'd like six, we'll have to be supplied, and that'd be good too.
I want to talk about the types of chairs that you're doing, because you somewhat sexistly named the bar stools after blokes.
That's what I want to ask.
And all the sexy chairs
and
after
bar
ladies.
Stools.
Boys
at the bar. Yeah,
exactly.
So talk us through some of the different types of chairs you've got, because even in the bar stools there are different, there's high back, there's mid back, there's low back and all the rest of it. Yeah.
Well, the sort of entry point with the collection is the Daisy chair.
Right.
And Daisy has got this beautifully curved fan-shaped back.
Right.
And so she is a contemporary take on your classic kitchen chair.
Okay.
And that is the entry chair. And what I've tried to do is be quite clever with her, in that she is the focus of what we've called the pick and mix collection.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the opportunity to buy Daisy in any colour that you can think of, but with the same upholstered John Bergerman fruity tooty seat. So So you have a constant of the seat, but each chair. So around your kitchen table would be a yellow chair, a green chair, a blue chair, a pink chair, a purple chair.
Right.
And what unites them is this amazing Fruity Tooty fabric.
Right, okay.
And then you just work through. So similarly, there are dining chairs that is Alice. She is another one, and also Chloe. Chloe has a very striking shaped head. And then you get to the more upholstered chairs, which are Kate and Scarlett, which have got cone-sprung upholstered seats. And they are either boudoir chairs or dining chairs. Yeah. One of my collections is called Noir, which is all faux furs and velvets. Wow. So they are very sexy. And the particular chairs that I've picked, the models that go with that collection, are all the more curvaceous models.
So you've put a lot of research into names.
I've given a
behavior.
Lot of thought, yeah. Mm. But then I've worked in marketing all my life, and I've been quite lucky to work on some amazing premium brands. And I did quite a lot of work in recent times for Bicester Village, looking at, you know, the whole showcasing of designer brands. So it's a sort of area that I feel quite comfortable in. And, of course, I have my own obsessions.
And I love it, yeah, and I love it as well, because it does bring you back to the rant very in the beginning. It was more of you're building a relationship with me through the name of the chair, with what you're doing. Yeah. So you're doing exactly.
But then you see, this is where I would take issue with Mr. Andrew's rant, in that I would argue, having worked in marketing since the glory days of the 1980s, and remember back then, kids, in the 80s, feet were firmly in analogue.
Yep.
And it was a very simple world of above the line and below the line. Mm. And advertising meant adverts, which meant beautiful films made by the likes of David Bailey, John Webster, Scott Ridley, mm-hmm. David Putman, to name just a few. You had advertising agencies like Alan Brady and Marsh, Footcone and Belding, Collett, Dickens and Pierce. Fabulous ads. Let's think of some. Benson and Hedges. Mm. Let's think of the Oxo family, which I was lucky enough to work on for 8 years,
right,
with the whole Linda Bellingham campaign. And that was engagement marketing. We might not have used the same language,
sure,
but the Oxo films, they didn't show you a pack of Oxo until the very final 3 second shot.
But even that, because at the time, you're absolutely right, and at the time, that was leading edge stuff.
But it's engagement. It was showing you a family with characters that you could identify with, people you wanted to get to know, and through their association with a brand, you thought, that is a brand for me. That is no different to what you're suggesting people do, except that it's online rather than
And also, there's one more step that's now available that wasn't available in the 80s. You can actually interact directly with the person you're talking to. That's the big... the next step on. I'm not for one minute suggesting that you don't do Bisto and stuff like that, but now with social media you can go one step beyond that and actually directly engage with a real human being and say, can you smell the smell of the Bisto? And they go, cool, yeah, I can. That you can do that.
And you call that what's happening interaction?
No, that's relationship building, and that is where business is done now.
And that is one of the reasons that I actually had my midlife tantrum and gave up doing what I was doing, was to get away from all that, because I don't believe it is.
Yeah.
And what is, and the irony is is that I set up this chair company 6 months ago so that I could just sit in my workroom and make chairs.
Yeah.
And actually, it has brought me into the digital marketing world in a way that I was trying to escape it.
Absolutely. But I think it's brought it in a different way. And you're already seeing now that, you know, just coming on this show, the amount of people talking about it. And, okay, we went through a whole zebra thing earlier for no particular reason.
This is the second business that I want to give a big shout out for, which is Stevenson's Rocking Horses down round the corner in Leatherstone, who did the most fantastic thing to help me out, as mates do, at Windsor Royal Horse Show. Mm. I have given them two of my Alice chairs that are upholstered in zebra fabric.
Fantastic.
To promote their zebra rocking horse.
Absolutely.
So it was actually a very well-crafted campaign there, Mr. Andrews.
It was.
Then went off in a whole different direction.
Exactly.
To do with zebra shoes.
Yeah, exactly. And zebra cooking and all kinds
of
things.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And eating zebras. And then we got into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I'm really loving the chairs and what you're doing. We're kind of approaching the halfway point of the show. So we've got to wrap this up in a second. But we've talked a lot about the naked chairs and the background to that. Tell me a little bit about the fabric. Where are you sourcing fabric?
The fabric is just my own research. I've been helped by another business in Kent, furnished by Anna.
Right.
And she has got an incredible eye as well. But what I wanted to do was I just love brands. I love designers. I love luxury brands in particular. And I just wanted to bring that to fabric, to furnishing.
Mm.
And so there are some incredible fabrics if you look hard enough. And I've got a particular thing at the moment about Joseph Frank, which is Scandinavian 1920s. Incredible fabric.
Mm.
And really, he, along with Matthew Williamson, invented what we know as the repeat. For how patterns repeat themselves, how they work.
Right, okay.
And some of the Christian Lacroix fabrics as well, the House of Hackney, incredible stuff that you don't want a lot of it.
Yeah.
Or you might not be able to afford to have a lot of it, but you can have it on one cheap chair.
Yeah, cool. I think it's lovely. I think it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing. I think the furniture's great. And for those of you listening to Felicity talk about it being statement pieces and customizable and all the rest of it, I'm telling you, it's not that expensive either. Not in reality for what you're getting, which is a very unique piece of very special furniture.
Thank you.
So we wish you all power with your new venture. I know it's going to be a success. I absolutely know it's going to be a success. Just before we finish this segment, give us a shout out again for your Twitter handle, Facebook page, website.
At Cheeky Chairs. Both. So.
At Cheeky Chairs on Twitter, and it's cheekychairs.co.uk?
No, .com.
Cheekychairs.com on the web.
Yep, and Cheeky Chairs for the Facebook.
Fantastic. Do check it out. There's loads of gorgeous, gorgeous furniture on there. Have a look.
Thank you.
Felicity, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure, as always, to talk to you, to have a little bit of an argument.
Never.
It wouldn't be the same without a little bit of an argument.
You've got to have a conversation. It's all about the conversation.
No, she likes being wrong.
Excuse me, a bit chippy.
Yeah. Felicity, thank you so much. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
I'd love to.
We're fast approaching the halfway point of the show. We've got gazillions of tweets and emails and still to read. I've had a tweet from Creator Cabin. So they're building whole cabins, these guys, and they're saying, enjoying the show. And we're looking forward to taking part in June, and we're looking forward to having you. Who else have we got here? Have you got anything, Bert?
Oh, my God. Tented in Twilight, I just put up the greatest gif I tell you about.
Laura finds these gifs.
I've got to say, I love it, but I don't know how people find the time.
Yeah.
I just can't get it. But they've got these yellow sandals on there. You've got to go on to look on our Twitter page, because it's brilliant. I can't even give it the vision that they've put on there. But Natalie Bernade's been on. Shoes have got to be beautiful too. So shoes have really got us something.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah. And colour, look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Natalie, who is on later today with the Kent Creative Live show, Mademoiselle Bernade. I've had a tweet from the lovely Fiona Stevens, HR Services and Support, hi Vanilla Web. Could we have a shout out on the Business Bunker, please? We're an expert in all things people for your business. So thank you for that.
ZC Live, I've got a one-day digital event, Friday the 9th of June. You going?
Yes.
Ashford International Hotel, 8:30 till 3:30. Guess how much it is?
It's free.
It is. How great is that?
Yeah.
So learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns. So go and check them out. zcsocial.com/ZC Live.
Cool. We've had a tweet from the Biz Diaries, B-I-Z, Biz Diaries. Hi, Vanilla Web. Can we have a shout out, please? The Business Diaries
8th of June, 6:45. We will be announcing two more lovely storytellers. That's at the Medway Innovation Centre on the 8th of June. Biz Diaries, follow them on the Twitter, The Biz Diaries, B-I-Z, and find out more about that. We're going to go over and join Abby in the newsroom now, and then we'll be back for the second half of the show very shortly.
Channel Radio News Update.
The Home Secretary Amber Rudd says the government still doesn't know who was behind Friday's cyber attack that's hit the NHS. She says Britain's National Cybersecurity Centre is working with the country's health service to ensure the attack is contained. Disruption is set to continue at hospitals across the UK throughout the weekend. International shipping company FedEx, Telefonica in Spain and Renault are among the other companies who say they've been affected by the hack. The Drayton Manor theme park in Staffordshire, where an 11-year-old girl died this week, has reopened. But the Splash Canyon ride will remain closed as investigations continue into the child's death. The NSPCC says the number of cases of child exploitation is much higher than these stats suggest. The charity says that the issue is still underreported because many victims don't realise that they're being groomed. And Prince William's been presented with an award for supporting the LGBT community. He's been named Straight Ally of the Year. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Stephanie.
Harry Styles, self-titled debut solo album's been released. His first single, Sign of the Times, has already shot to number one, with the One Direction star hoping for further success. Meanwhile, Harry's bandmate Liam is the latest of the boys to release solo material. He took to social media to confirm his single Strip That Down is out next Friday. Talking of Liam, he's been speaking about life as a new dad. He and Cheryl welcomed Bear into the world in March, and he admits that Mum is doing most of the work. Ireland have failed to qualify for the Eurovision Song Contest for the fourth year.